Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Perkins Restaurant, Jackets & Company, and SignPro. We're back with the head coach, Dana Cordova, with the volleyball team in a big weekend in Fairbanks and in Alaska. We'll talk about it as the season wraps up. One home game left on the Volleyball Show.
Sign up with SignPro. Let the people know.
Trust SignPro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with SignPro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with SignPro.
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to GM Petroleum, Denny Menholtz, and Jackets & Company. Coach, you said it was possible to go into a tough Fairbanks team, and they come up and they dug down deep. Where'd that come from? Come up and upset Fairbanks on the road. How'd you guys do it?
We, you know, it took everybody, and it was the first time that not only were our passes on mark, our defense was there, our offense was there. I mean, everything clicked. And it was the first time this year, and Fairbanks was ranked third in our region. You know, the last time we had played Fairbanks was there was the first game of our tournament here, and it started off the GNAC conference, and you know, we played them in four, and we knew we had a chance, and we knew we should have beat them here, but you know, we went down there, and it was our senior night, a good crowd, and you know, we were able to win the first game. Second game, they kind of flat out took advantage of us. We went to locker room, we rebuilt, and then we just pretty much took control from there on. The next two games, we, I believe, beat them 25-18 and 25, maybe 17 or 19 or something. But we had them in control the whole time, and our girls had fun, and they played as a team. And, you know, they realized that doesn't matter what they do individually, it's matter what they do as a team.
Would you say you dominated them?
Yeah. I would say we flat out, it was ours to win. You know, it we made them look like they haven't played volleyball in a while. And that's nice when you can do that against a team who, you know, were hyped and ready to go and, you know, had everything going for them. You know, we might have been the team who now kept them out of the regional tournament, you know, so, you know, out of playoffs. But, you know, we did. We flat in dominated it. And in reality, we weren't very tired at the end of it.
And I guess on the downside, I guess you can say, and we've talked about this before, where's that been?
Yeah, you know, that was the sad thing. I mean, I kind of looked over at my assistant and I go, well, I told you it was there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it, you know, when you bring in a new coach, you know, it's sometimes it takes a while to buy into the program, and you know, that's why it's hard to be a one-year wonder as a coach. And you know, I think this is anybody who saw that game or watched it on the internet, you could see where we're trying to do with this team and where we're trying to build it. And you know, I hope it's that the girls are finally understanding and seeing this is what we need to do, and they finally just let go of all their hesitations and just played.
And talk about then you had another match on Saturday night in Alaska.
You know, against Anchorage, it was almost the opposite to a point. This was the first time that we had a really bad game but gave ourselves a chance to win. You know, the girls, again, they played as a team, they fought as a team, and it was great. The thing was is we weren't really playing very well. We had the hustle, and that's what got us to that fifth game. And honestly, to get us to that fifth game was really the girls just digging deep, and it was something that we hadn't done. We hadn't dug deep and just realized, okay, we're kind of off tonight, but we're going to still fight hard. You know, Fairbanks or Anchorage was playing good. You know, they were in a rhythm, and when we won the second and third game from them, you know, the fourth game, we just kind of the wind got taken out of us, and the fifth game, we were tied 7-7, and they managed to score the rest of the points. We managed to score two out of that. You know, we had a critical call at the net that took a point away from us, and I think it kind of took the air out of us. But, you know, I was proud of them. And, you know, and I think sometimes as a coach you can be proud of a team that loses, because this team easily could have went in there and lost the first three games and been done the way we were playing. But yet we still found a way to win because of each other. And we gave ourselves a chance at the end.
Well, okay, Coach, thanks. We'll be back. We'll talk about some academics, some players getting recognition, and also one senior. It's senior night coming up with the Lady Yellow Jackets, and you're listening to The Volleyball Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Who Hot Godfather's Pizza and Ortho Montana. And Coach, some academic honors, performers on and off the court like Devin, Hillary, Jennifer, Jill, and Jessica, your lone senior, getting recognized for hitting the books.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think at MSUB and anywhere I've ever been, you know, the number one priority is, yeah, you want to have a great team, but you want to have good quality students, and that's the reason they come to college to get that degree. And these young ladies have continued to work in the classroom this year. You know, Hillary and Devin this year in particular are taking some of the hardest classes that I've ever seen a college athlete take. They're in chemistry and physics, and you know, both Devin's wanting to be a pharmacist and Hillary's going into medicine. You know, it's tough, and the other girls, you know, they buckle down, and it's nice to see that you don't have to force it upon them. When we're on the plains, these girls are studying, and, you know, we have a lot of other girls that are new to this program that have the same philosophy, and I just believe academics is more important than athletics, because this is our kids' future, and those girls understand that.
We've talked about it at the beginning of the year, maybe throughout the year. You're a lone senior. Mm-hmm. Talk about her a little bit.
You know, Jessica Luckner, you know, she is one of those girls that, you know, she's had three coaches in her 4 years, which is never an easy thing, you know, and the girl has taken it with stride, and I think she's a great person. You never worry, you know, as a coach you always wonder how these kids are going to do after sports or after college, and, you know, she's just a girl you never have to worry about. She's going to succeed in anything that she sets her mind to. She's a very talented individual who has a lot of options, you know, graduating college, and she's just a great kid to have gotten to work with.
And what about the match? The final home game, final one of the year. It's been a long, trying year for you, but it's coming to an end.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, as a coach, sometimes right now the way we've started to play, you kind of don't want it to come an end. You kind of wish we could start all over again now with the way we're playing. But, you know, it is coming to an end, and I think now we can have a fresh start, you know, for next year and start recruiting. But, you know, it's going to be tough losing Jess. You know, but against St. Martin's, you know, it's our last game, and it's a game I feel that we have a chance to end on a positive note. You know, they're really a scrappy team. You know, they've had their downsides, but it's going to be a great game, and hopefully we can end the season with this win.
Okay, Coach, thanks, and we'll wrap it up with you next week.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, you've been listening to the Volleyball Show. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this on the Jackets Volleyball Show.
Like we do, nobody saves you money. Like we do, nobody's gonna treat you. Like we do, no, nobody, nobody, nobody.
For the best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Big win for the Lady Yellow Jackets in Alaska. The win over Fairbanks 3-1 on Thursday night. Now they come home, St. Martin's. Get out and support the Lady Yellow Jackets in the volleyball court. And Jessica Luckner, the only senior, to say goodbye to her at on Thursday at St. Martin's. It's 7 o'clock at the Alterowitz. So until next week when we wrap it up, you've been listening to the Volleyball Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.